la you ta ta la 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 yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La, da, my room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
I could have cheated.
All right, that's the great Fine. Afro Man, Because I Got yeah. High, one of the great songs of the late 20th century.
They were going to have a follow-up single, but then they got high.
that's the case. All right, here he is, the great Lester Munson. You know him, you love him. He is an attorney. He is a sportscaster. He's an attorney sportscaster is basically what he is. And you know, the funny thing is when Lester decided to look at sports – at the legalities surrounding the sporting world, you know, there was probably one or two major stories a year. Now there's one or two major stories an hour in sports.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that true?
That has been the case. The pace, I get older, but the work gets harder. There's something wrong with these trends here.
Oh, my God. It is. Yeah, that is really true. All right. So, all right, let's talk about this poor kid. I think kind of a poor kid, Laramie Tunsil. Because, you know, a lot of kids smoking dope in college, there certainly are. And to have that come out right before he goes up to be drafted, and then they're looking at the 3, 4, 5 position, right, at that point. Mm-hmm. And then the thing comes out on Twitter, and then all the way down to 13, costing him, they say, between $5 and $7 million. Do you buy that?
Yes. There is a schedule of bonuses that go to these picks. The first dozen or so picks are in one category. He is just out of that category. This is a kid that could have been the number one pick, so it could have cost him as much as $10 million when somebody timed this revelation as well as they did.
Yeah, well, and now they said it was the stepfather, but the stepfather is denying it.
The stepfather and he have been feuding. The stepfather has actually incredibly filed a defamation lawsuit against this kid, claiming that the young man slandered the stepfather when he accused the stepfather of various things. Obviously, the mother is involved. There was all these allegations floating around. And now the stepfather, who sees some sort of payday coming, probably a very big payday at some point if this kid can play half as well as they say. So the stepfather easily could have done it. Is he computer literate enough to have done this? That we don't know, but there's going to be more on this as we go along.
Well, Lester, that's one of the things that comes to mind, though, because if the stepfather was angling for a big payday, why would he want to injure the reputation and the worth of the paycheck of his stepson who's going to represent possibly getting a big payout?
Yeah, he may have found out from the stepson that he was going to get nothing out of this. We don't know. It's a volatile, tempestuous situation. Or the stepfather may have been trying to show this kid, who's boss, who's in charge, look what I can do to you. Wow. He's still going to get a big bonus. Somehow, he will be in charge of that. He has a terrific agent, a guy named Jimmy Sexton, whom I know a little bit. So the kid will be well represented. The stepfather wants something. It's hard to sort this one out.
Well, it seems like half the teams in the league, Lester, are so afraid of anything that could hurt their image that they'll pass on a player like this. And the other half will take anybody. You know, certain teams come to mind where they're always picking guys up off the scrap heap. But to me, it seems pretty short-sighted for a team if they really thought he was the best guy available to take a pass based on this one video. Because if you looked up and down the draft, probably half the guys there have done something like that.
I would say at least half. But in addition, this guy was also in trouble at Ole Miss because he had loaner cars. He got money
what?
To pay his mother's electric bill.
What?
He got money to pay his rent. He has been involved in a number of of what passes for indiscretions, a plane ticket, a couple of nights at a hotel.
What does he think? This is Ohio State? Why
well, yeah, you know, there's an awful lot of amateur athletes wearing $2,400 suits and diamond earrings the size of my head yesterday before they ever got drafted.
Well, it's like the great coach John Thompson, the basketball coach at Georgetown, once said, just because you're breaking the NCAA rules does not mean you're doing anything wrong. So, but he got caught doing all these things. He was suspended. I think a team that actually believes that it wants players of character would pass up this player. Most teams, however, would look at him, see how quick he is on his feet, see how strong he is, see how well he plays, and they would take a chance on him. Our own beloved here in Chicago, remember last year they took a chance on a guy in a domestic violence case. Who knows what the Bears might have done with this guy. They clearly passed him up. They were after that linebacker on number nine. But he does have a very difficult record to defend, and that's why he drops down to number 13.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens here, too. You know, that was an appetizer on night one. Imagine what's going to happen tonight when two rounds are going to go. Imagine how many stories of bad behavior are going to surface this evening, especially now after last night. There's people all over the country going, hey, we could do that, too. Hey, get Shorty's video, that video you took of him.
With the 177th pick, the San Diego Chargers take from the Menard Correctional Institution.
All right. Thank you, Lester. It's always
Thanks,
great.
Thanks, Lester. You're the best.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, yep. Lester Munson.
Wow.
There's no one quite like him.
It is amazing, though, because obviously a lot of these players, they've signed agents and everything and some sort of loan arrangement. But, you know, you're seeing these kids and the suits they're wearing and the jewelry they're sporting. They haven't even signed a contract yet.
Right.
Well, good thing Laramie Tunsil's going to a nice quiet town like Miami, so he shouldn't have any
trouble. No trouble there. No temptation there.
Exactly. And thank God there's no drug culture there, too.
I was just there. Lucifer actually landed my plane.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Imagine right now what Crockett and Tubbs are doing is they're getting ready for him to show up. All right.
That's a great point.
let us take a short time out, and then we will come back. We got Susan Schmidt on the other side. What happened to our little markets? What happened to them? Something very, very, very weird is happening, and we'll explain. Plus, Trump had to run down a highway today to get away from protests.
Oh, good. Wow.
That's coming up. Wow. This is very, very weird stuff.
Jeez.
Very, very weird stuff. What happened to my stuff?